Luke 7, verse 9. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, said, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. In Jesus' name, fellow students of the Word, if you've ever skipped a class, please don't raise your hand. Under normal circumstances, it would not be to our credit or our benefit to cut a class. Well, how about chapel? How about church? No hands, please. Of course, you can be just as good a Christian in your bed or at home as in church. Once, as a family in California was heading for the Sierras on a Sunday morning, their route took them past the church. And the voice of their five-year-old came from the back seat. Aren't we going to church? After a few seconds of embarrassment, the father replied, we can worship God in the mountains too. Silence. And then, but we won't, will we? Yes, you could worship Jesus in many situations. You can remember His word to you in many places. You can come to Him in prayer at many times. But if you are 14 years old, you have lived over 5,000 days. And have you ever gone through a whole day without once coming to Jesus in prayer? Don't raise your hand. Without thinking of His word? That is like walking by or walking over your best friend in the hallway without even acknowledging that he or she is there. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers, only one of them came back to Jesus to thank him, and he noticed that. Where are the other 9? He asked. And to the one he said, your faith has made you well. But when a Roman centurion in Luke 7 stays away from Jesus, sends some Jewish elders to him in his place, Jesus says, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. How can that be? How can he commend the faith of the leper who came back to him and turn around and commend the faith of the centurion who did not come to him? Stayed away. Is it perhaps because the centurion was such a good church member and the 9 lepers were not? The elders said that he was a good church member. They told Jesus this Roman soldier deserved to have Jesus come to his house because he had shown love to their nation and had built their synagogue. But when the centurion looked out the window or heard the noise, realized that Jesus was coming to his house, he said, I do not deserve to have you come. The centurion was concerned about his servant's life-threatening illness, and he knew about Jesus. But when he looked at himself, he did not say, I am just as good a believer without going to Jesus. He was not just making it convenient for himself, but he saw himself as a sinner, unworthy to have Jesus enter his home. And he saw Jesus as the one who did not need to come to his house visibly in order to help his servant. The Jewish elders did not have such faith in Jesus. They said, you just got to come. But the centurion said, I give orders all the time and my soldiers obey them. You, Lord, can command far more and your word will be obeyed. That is the faith that Jesus commended. The centurion's absence was so different from that of the 9 healed lepers because his faith was looking up to the Lamb of Calvary. He looked up to Jesus where others looked down on him. It was like God's people of old looking up to the bronze serpent when they realized that the serpent's venom was already coursing through their veins. This centurion already knew he was unworthy when he looked up to Jesus. And the centurion's faith was well placed. The elders would never have gone to the house of the centurion if they hadn't thought that he deserved the visit, if they had considered him an unworthy sinner. But Jesus went and justified the centurion's faith by healing his servant even from afar. Not only is Jesus able to command the illness, the wind, the waves, and even death itself, but he is also full of compassion to come to us who are unworthy to have him come under our roof, to call our house his house. That centurion had much more in Jesus than a mere healer for his servant, and so do you. In him you have life beyond the grave and peace that transcends all understanding. He sees your needs before you do. He knows your tears before they fall. He is always there for you to come to in every trouble, in every joy, in everything in between. And if it really should happen sometime that you cannot come to him in the assembling of his people, he will come to you and be with you always, as he promised, to the very end of the age. There are so many hymns that sing of the Savior who so well justifies all the faith put in him. But we'll close today with hymn 651, the middle two stanzas, 651 stanzas 2 and 3.